2015, Rodney W. Smith, west of Ocean Pines Lane, 300 feet south of Road 361A, being Lot 8 within Walter B. Carey subdivision, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Would you explain to the board your need for this variance?
My need for the variance is that presently there is a one-story ranch house with an attached garage and a screened porch that straddles the property line of Lot 7 and Lot 8. My request for the variance is I can demolish the attached garage and demolish the attached screened porch, thus shrinking the ranch house to the smallest frame size possible. And I relocate it in its entirety on Lot 8, with the exception of the variance from the rear yard setback and the side yard setback. I have spoken to the neighbor who owns the property behind me that has the rear, who would be impacted by any possible variance on that rear yard setback, and she is supportive of my application. The side yard setback would be, my desire is to have that side yard setback impact the property that I still own, the lot number 7, so as eliminating any undue hardships on any of the other neighbors. So really, my thought, and perhaps you gentlemen of the board will agree, that the neighbor most that possibly would be impacted would be the rear yard setback, and that neighbor, I've had conversations with, is supportive. She's sympathetic to, because she has an elder care issue. What I'm attempting to do is utilize the existing one-story rancher to, by relocating it on the lot, I can provide for the future needs of, I have an older sister who has two bad knees and has arthritis, and that will allow, because the rancher's a one-story, it will allow her to have the dignity of independent living, you know, and in a house that would suit her needs without any stairs. So that's what I'm trying to do.
And the house, the lot 7 would be where you plan on building a house for yourself?
That would be correct, yes. And as I say, I'd be situating the house, which is a perfectly wonderful house. So the side yard setback would then just impact on the property that I currently own. And as by demolishing the garage and demolishing the screen porch within the confines of the framework of the house is as compact as I can make it. I've had the property surveyed and tried to ask for as precise a measurement, to ask for as minimal setbacks as possible. The as far as any possible effects on any of the other neighbors, there's quite a few houses on 50-foot lots in the neighborhood. There's been several variances, which the board may be aware of, in that neighborhood. There's been at least two homes that I can think of, one within the last about 4 years that was moved. We're in a segment of the county that is not, we're not encumbered by restrictive covenants, that were moved you know, to the site, and some of the houses up and down the street are pre-zoning and have various encroachments that have not that are just grandfathered in. I tried to set my house back be compliant and respectful of the front property line sight lines.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and be a minimum to afford relief. It is a unique shaped lot in its size and necessary, I think, to enable reasonable use of the property. I make a motion we approve case number 10,015.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 10,015. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion carried.
Thank you.